This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Yeah, you know, the overnight market had a little bit of buying. And, you know, whenever you look at what's gone on here over the last couple of days, I mean, we had good indications that there's going to be some renewable fuel legislation that's going to help, especially on the soybean side of things, you know, with soybean oil, with renewable diesel. Some of the volumes look like they're going to be fairly robust. Now, one thing that's a little concerning is that, you know, it sounds like maybe used cooking oil imports could be eligible for the maximum tax benefit still. But by all means, it looks like the trade is digesting this as somewhat of a positive. There also was a pretty good downgrade in the Argentine crop. You know, they've been awfully dry for a while. Forecasts have tried to bring rain into there, but they really haven't materialized at this point. So there's no doubt that, especially on the soybean meal side of things, we've got to keep a very close eye on that weather. I believe the corn crop is downgraded 11% week on week. So there is a potential that maybe we could get a little bit of support anyway, which is sorely needed with the kind of week we've had.
And at the same time, Matt, that Argentina news, obviously good for the United States side of things, but Brazil, seeing those numbers from Brazil, another massive crop headed our way, it seems like.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that kind of keeps a lid on things.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 2.5 at 422¾. March soybeans down 4 cents at 10.49. March soybean meal up 20 cents at 289.40. March soybean oil down 58 cents at 52.39. Chicago wheat up 7 cents at 517.5. Minneapolis wheat up 4 cents at 567. Kansas City hard red wheat up 8 cents at 525¼. On the Merck, February live cattle down a dollar at $235.05. March feeder cattle down a dollar and 5 cents at $363.50. February lean hogs up 50 cents at $88.30. February pork cutout up $2.38 at $96.13. Class 3 milk down 2 cents at $14.98. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.